station.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Glad we're together again today. I brought something wood to show you today, made of wood. Can you imagine what that might be? It could look like a boat, yeah. But the other side will tell you more. It's a musical instrument.
Yep.
It has strings. One of the strings is missing there. You see, the shorter string, the shortest string is the highest one, and the longest string is the lowest one. This is how you tune the strings up in here. Turn those around. This one is missing. See if you could sing the missing one. Da, 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 da. Now I'll go up and you try singing. Could even play chopsticks. I'd like to get that missing string fixed, so I think I'll just call and see if Joe Negri's at his music shop. We could go over there. Hello, this is Fred Rogers calling. I just wondered if Joe Negri was there. No, I don't need to talk with him. I just wondered if he was there. Fine. Thanks very much. I'll come over later. Bye-bye. So we can just take it to the music shop and get this fixed. Will you come along? Oh, that's Mr. McFeely at the door.
Oh, speedy delivery.
Mr. McFeely, I was just about to go to the music shop.
Well, I have a delivery for you.
I don't think I ordered anything.
Well, it's a gift.
A gift for me?
For you, it's a surprise gift, I should say. It's right in this bag, and I'll bring it out. Now, it's something you can wear.
Yes.
Now, let me see. Now, you see?
Yes.
Yeah. Something you can wear. Now, watch this. You see?
It has your picture on it.
It's a speedy delivery T-shirt.
Oh, I like that, Mr. McFeely. You mean it's for me?
It's for you. You can,
Can I try it on?
Try it on.
All right. Gee, I like that. It really looks like you, that picture. The next time you hear from me, I will be wearing Mr. McFeely's T-shirt.
Well, It looks very good. Speedy delivery, it says.
I'll say. I think I'll just keep it on.
Well, fine. It'll be good for our business. Oh, I have some other ones here. I have the same thing in...
I like those colors, too.
There you see. That's beige.
That's beautiful.
And I also have it in... Now, let me see if you can guess what color this is. I'll open it.
I don't see colors very well.
Well, that's sort of a yellow.
I Gold. Like those, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I'm giving them out to our good customers today. As a matter of fact, I have one.
Would you like to go to Negri's music
yes.
shop with me?
Yeah, this is for him. Now,
oh,
we'll,
that is?
There's your sweater.
I'll hang that up.
Okay, and I'll get these all set.
See that musical instrument of mine there?
Yep. What is that called?
It's called a lyre, and it has a missing string, so that's why I wanted to take it over. They'll be able to fix it for me, I'm sure.
Well, we'll make a speedy delivery.
Good, let's go together.
All righty.
Come to Negri's Music Shop.
What seemed to be here? Well, I would think everything's in good shape. Thanks.
Yeah,
you can take put it back in.
Joe, I have Miss cello ready.
Oh, good, good.
Put a new set of strings.
All right.
New bridge.
Right.
And fine tuner.
Fine tuner. Okay, it's all marked on the ticket.
All marked on.
Thanks, babe.
Yes.
Thank you. I'll see that she gets it.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, Jay.
Good morning.
Hi, Jeff.
Fred, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Mr. McFeely.
Yes,
speedy delivery to you.
Hey, Joe.
Well, isn't that nice? I love it. It's really nice. What are you doing? Are you doing work for Mr. McFeely?
It happens to be a present.
We're giving these out to all our good customers at the Speedy Delivery Service. There's your T-shirt, Joe.
Boy.
Don't you look good in that?
I really thank you so much.
Welcome.
I'll just...
Isn't that a good picture of him?
That's a very nice picture.
I'm passing them out to all my good customers, and I want to give Chef Crockett, so I'll see you all later. All righty?
Okay.
Goodbye, Mr.
Goodbye.
McFeely.
Goodbye, Mr. McFeely. Oh, that's really nice of him. I'll be sure to wear that.
He's a special person.
What can I do for you?
This is an instrument that I have that needs a string, hoping that you could help me fix it.
Oh, I'm sure we ought to be able
it's
to take it.
It's got this string
missing.
Missing
string, yeah.
All right. And it could use some tuning, too.
Yeah. All right, we'll get right on it. I'm sure our repairman can have it for you later today.
Good.
All right.
I'm interested in how things get fixed. You know that.
Well, you know, musicians really, most of the time, take real good care of their instruments, but the instruments need repair and need looked after. We have a repair department over here, right over here. I can show you some of the things. Now, here's a...
Repairs.
Right. Here's a cello that he just gave to me that was just finished, and it needed some tuning pegs, one tuning peg in particular, that
I
had to
this
be... In? Yeah. And then while we were at it, we put new strings on it, and it's in good shape. It's ready to go.
Good.
That wasn't real difficult.
What's in here?
Trumpet.
Oh.
Yeah. I can see the problem there. You see that? Now we have a valve that's sticking.
Oh, it's supposed to come
it's
up like that?
It's supposed to bounce right back up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes they get jammed in there and have to be freed, but most of the time it's just lubrication.
I see.
Valve oil. So Mr. Fabrizi will get on that, and I'm sure he'll have that working very fine.
Boy, that's complicated.
Yeah, a lot of valves and pipes. Trombone is not as complicated as a trumpet because you don't have as many valves. You just have the slide. And
what's wrong with that one?
Well, you can feel it sticking there, and it has to be freed, and again, it needs lubricated. And see, it has to move very, very, very freely.
Do you take care of your own guitars, yourself?
I take care of a lot of the things on my guitar, a lot of the minor things. I can keep the daily things, but if it gets to be something serious, then I'll take it to a repairman.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, lucky to have people who can repair things in this world.
Yeah.
Your shop is sure looking good, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. But we'll be able to get on this one right away for you, and I'm sure that... We have that string, and...
Will you send it over?
I sure will.
Thank you.
Okay. Later today.
Joe!
Oh!
Right in the neighborhood, and I brought you the book.
Nice to
good
see
to
you.
With
I want you.
You
to meet a good friend of mine, Fred Rogers.
Fred,
this
it's a pleasure.
This is Earl Grohl.
Glad to know you, Earl. Thank you.
And here's the book for your cousin.
thank you so much. Earl has written a very nice book talking about divorce and separation, and my cousin is going through that right now, and it's... I really appreciate you bringing it by, because I know he's looking forward to seeing it.
Boy, it's something that's mighty important to talk about, isn't it?
Is it ever?
Do you talk with adults and children?
I speak to both children and their mothers and fathers, and we talk about some of the ways they feel, and they're happy, and they're sad, and sometimes they even cry, and we talk about it's okay to feel, but tell us about it, because when you tell us about it, you feel so much better.
Sure, you have to talk about it.
Well, people who are worried about that, do they come to your office, is that it?
Well, sometimes they do come to my office, and sometimes they call me, and sometimes I go into some schools, and I speak with the children and the young people, and we talk about the way they feel.
Boy,
once you begin talking about it, I guess then it's easier for the youngster to talk and tell you his problem.
I tell you what happens, Joe and Fred, that sometimes when young people feel a certain way, they say, gee, I must be different than everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Be the only one.
I'm the only one. And I've cried, and maybe I shouldn't cry that my mother and father are separated. And then we talk together, and the other boys and girls say, we cry too.
Mm-hmm.
Then they understand
then
that
they
it's
understand.
It's all right to feel this way.
We feel that way too.
Yeah.
This says our marriage is not a good one. It is a mistake. Sometimes the way to correct a mistake is to make a change.
As I look around, I see the repairs, and sometimes you bring in things to be repaired.
Exactly.
And then there are other times when I'm sure you've said, Joe, there's nothing I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the same thing happens with mothers and fathers, and sometimes they say, we love you, our son and daughter, but our marriage isn't a good one, and it really can't be repaired. And so we've decided to live away, to live in our own homes, two different homes.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean that we don't love you as much. We love you, but we will love you in different places.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you have two houses on these two pages.
Yeah.
Changed by living apart. When you talk with people really personally and they tell you secrets, do you ever tell anybody else those secrets?
I never tell a secret, because if I tell a secret, it's no longer a secret. And I always tell the young people, when you tell me something, I want you to know I will never tell this secret to anyone else.
So you're really kind of like a doctor of feelings, aren't you?
Exactly.
Well, in many ways.
Exactly.
And I learned so much from the boys and girls, because the feelings that they have are the same feelings that older people have.
Mm-hmm.
Many children have helped me with many things. Well, I know you all have a lot to talk about.
It's really very nice to meet you.
Great to meet you, Earl.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
We'll get the instrument fixed for you.
Good. Bye-bye.
And if you have any questions, please tell your cousin to call me.
There are people who work all their lives trying to help others who are worried and sad. Good books can help as you talk with people you love about how you feel. And playing can help your feelings too. Many children I know seem to be able to play about their worries and sometimes feel a lot of comfort for their sadness. Let's have some play ourselves. Some make-believe kind of play. And let's make believe that the king and queen are back from looking for Prince Tuesday, and they're really relieved that he's found. Neighborhood of make-believe, trolley.
It was such wonderful news, you know. I was so relieved to hear that Tuesday was was all right.
Our search party gave a 21-gun salute when we heard the news. Thank you for your good work, Handyman Negri.
Oh, you're welcome, sire. We were all very relieved, too.
I can imagine. Now I must go and change my clothes. Farewell.
Farewell, sire.
Where is Tuesday now?
He's at school, Your Majesty.
Well, I can hardly wait to see him.
That's very natural.
Ah, Your Majesty, Handyman Negri.
Yes.
Did you want to continue the discussion about the jet planes?
Do you think of anything but jet planes?
Oh, yes. Our company makes jet planes, electric cars, and T-shirts.
What an interesting combination.
But I thought you were interested in just jet planes.
That's the king. On the other hand, I have wider interests.
I see.
Come into the castle and tell me about the electric car and T-shirts, please.
Well.
Farewell, Handyman.
Farewell, Your Majesty. Farewell.
Is that the girlfriend?
What are you talking about, Lady Elaine?
Come on, Negri. You know there have been lots of fights around here. Isn't that why Tuesday ran away?
I don't know about that.
What's going to happen to Tuesday? Maybe he'd better come and live with me.
That's ridiculous, Lady Elaine. I mean, it's going to take more than a fight over an airplane to bring about a divorce.
I've heard of lesser things.
Lady Elaine, that kind of talk just makes things worse.
Where's Prince Tuesday?
He's at school.
Okay, toot-toot.
That Lady Elaine, she thinks everybody's business is her business.
Prince and Daniel, Daniel, Prince and Nina are here.
It sounds so good when all three of you sing that song together.
I like to be in school.
And we like to have you, too, don't we, Daniel and Anna?
I'll say.
That day when Prince Tuesday wasn't here, we were all sad.
I like it here better than home.
Well, then, you'd better come and live with me, Tuesday.
Auntie Lady Elaine, you scared us.
I just think you'd better come and live with me at the museum go-round.
Why?
Well, you know yourself, things are awfully upset at your place. I mean, if your mom and dad get a divorce, you can come to live
in... Now, Lady Elaine, how could you say such a thing?
Well, it's the truth, isn't it?
Nobody has said that the king and queen are getting a divorce, have they?
If they do, it'll be all my fault.
I think we've talked about this enough. We just have to ask the king and queen.
I'm afraid to.
Well, I'm your teacher, dear, so I can help you.
You mean right now?
Right now.
May we go along?
I know you're worried about it too, dear.
And so am I, Miss Cow.
Well, then we should all go. People shouldn't have to guess about important things.
I'm for that.
Now remember, Lady Elaine, the king and queen and Prince Tuesday are Prince Tuesday's mother and father.
And they always will be, no matter what.
They will?
Sure. If they get a divorce, or if they don't get a divorce, they'll still be your mom and dad. Nothing changes that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's good to talk about things, isn't it?
It sure is.
Mm-hmm. Especially with a friend like you, Anna.
Thanks, Miss Cow.
Now, let's all go to the castle.
Let's hold hands and pause, okay?
Okay. Okay, we can all go together then.
That's fine.
Okay.
Now, let's just get down to the hard facts, Friday.
Yes, Fairchild?
I think Tuesday should live with me.
Live with you? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Prince Tuesday. When you and the Queen split, I think Tuesday should stay with me.
Split?
Don't try to kid me, Friday. I know something's up.
Oh, here's my son. I'm so glad to see you, son.
Hi, Daddy. Thanks for looking for me.
Oh, I would have looked to the ends of the world, but why did you go away like that?
Because I was afraid of something.
What was that?
Maybe you better tell him, Miss Cow.
I think you're doing very well, Tuesday.
Yes, son. What were you afraid of?
You and Mother fighting over that airplane stuff.
Yes, that has been bothersome, hasn't it?
So, Friday, are you going to get a divorce?
A divorce, Fairchild? Why, people can get angry and fight and not get a divorce. You know that.
You're not answering the question, Friday.
Oh, Your Majesty, I didn't realize you were having an audience.
You may speak.
Queen Sarah has asked me to present something to you.
Is it about the airplane controversy?
In a way.
Listen, Toots, we've got more important things to talk about than airplanes.
For once, I agree with you, Fairchild.
Oh, I think I'm going to faint.
Oh, excuse me, I just remembered.
What is that?
Queen Sarah wanted me to tell her the minute that Prince Tuesday got home. I'll go tell her, and then I think we can get something settled around here. You see, my company makes more than just airplanes.
I wonder what that was all about.
Yes, I do too.
King Friday.
Yes, Teacher Cow.
For a week now, our children in school have been worried about their friend Tuesday. And it seems that Tuesday, well, he's been worried about his mother and father.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Well, there are things that families can talk about, even if they're hard.
Yes, that's true. And we should have talked more this week with Tuesday. It seems other things have occupied our time.
Now we're coming to it.
I had wanted to purchase another airplane for our land, and Queen Sarah has felt that airplanes use too much gasoline. Now, we have yet to resolve this issue. Oh, here she comes now with Miss Great.
Oh, Tuesday, I'm so glad to see you, dear.
Hi, Mom. I'm afraid it's all my fault.
What is, dear?
All the fighting and splitting and all that.
If you mean all the talk about airplanes, I think Ms. Great and I have come to some understanding.
You mean you're in favor of another plane?
Please explain, Ms. Great.
Well, you see, our company makes jet planes, electric cars, and T-shirts. And when I told this to Queen Sarah, she said, why couldn't we get an electric car, put wings on it, and then we'd have an airplane that didn't use any gasoline? And so I told our company, and we can make one right away.
Well, what do you think, Friday?
An electric plane?
An electric plane car.
Sounds excellent to me. And do you make T-shirts to go with it?
Of course, if you like. I can make those on the spot.
Electric plane car.
Yes. Why, that's an excellent suggestion, Sarah.
So glad you like it, Friday.
Very well, then. You can expect our clown delivery tomorrow.
Clown delivery?
Oh, yes. All deliveries from our factory are made by clowns.
Oh, how novel. Well, royal thank you.
Wait a minute. What about the divorce?
That must have been someone else's idea, Fairchild.
People do get divorces, you know. Remember Christa Jane Bacardi?
That's true, and that's a very, very sad thing. But there's no divorce at this castle on this fine day.
Well, that's settled. Now I've still got to find out what Corny's making at his factory. Problems, problems, problems.
Some people make their own problems.
Oh, how so glad you're here.
How glad the king and queen are that Prince Tuesday is safe. You know, I often talk about how children like to be told things. Well, mothers and dads like to be told things, too. I know I do. I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told, I like to be told, if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt. I like to be told, I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things that are new. I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true, true. I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to know. I like to be told, I like to be told. Don't you? I certainly. Oh, there's somebody at the door. See who that is at the door. Mr. McFeely again.
Speedy delivery again. Joe Negri asked me to drop that by to you.
That is a speedy delivery. Thank you. They fixed that now.
Sounds good to me.
It certainly is. Thank you, Mr. McFeely. I sure like my T-shirt.
Well, it fits you to a T. Have you ever heard of that expression?
Yes.
It means it fits you well. Well, I have more to deliver. I've given out about a dozen. I have one more to go. You'll see a lot of the T-shirts around the neighborhood.
Good, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye. Bye. Fits me to a T, he says. Sounds good. So there are some things that can be fixed and fixed well. We'll have more time to talk about more important things tomorrow. That gives me a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in this whole world like you, and people can like you just the way you are. I'll be back.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Doink!